At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, it's time for the Chris Young Show, president of baseball ops for your Texas Rangers here in the G-Bag Nation. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. Let's head to the D&M Leasing Hotline. CY, happy Monday, man. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Obviously, didn't go exactly how we wanted in San Diego, dropping 2 of 3. But how would you evaluate the way the team played over the weekend?
Well, they were tight games, which we're accustomed to at this point in the season. It's consistent with where and how we've played all season long. And, frustrating that we couldn't find a way to take 2 of 3. I felt like yesterday we were off to a good start in the first inning and, kind of got robbed on a nice play by Cronenworth at second base for the Padres with the bases loaded, which ended the inning. And then from that point, we just never really had any scoring chances, frankly. And so it was a disappointing end to the series. Felt like Saturday night's game was a great win for us and had a chance to build some momentum going into Anaheim. And then here in Houston as well before the break. But we just couldn't find a way to push runs across yesterday, which has been a consistent theme all season. So it was a frustrating ending to the series. Today's a new day. We've got to turn the page. We've got Jacob deGrom on the mound and a chance to go beat a division rival in Anaheim. So we've got to find a way to bounce back.
It is indeed a DeGrom day. He gets selected yesterday to the All-Star game, his first time in 6 years. How happy were you for him, but also just bringing him here to Texas, him to be representing the ball club in Atlanta?
Yeah, it's just a really proud feeling, both personally and as an organization, to have Jacob representing us. He's one of the best players that's ever put on a uniform in Major League Baseball. To have him representing the Texas Rangers in Atlanta with the season he's having, I think it's a lot of fun for our fans. I'm really, really excited for him. I know how hard he's worked. I know the ups and the downs that he's been through and the perseverance and resilience that he's shown to be back out there. He's earned this opportunity. He deserves all the credit in the world and just very grateful to him for, one, wanting to be a Texas Ranger, and two, the way he's represented our organization in terms of the standard of excellence that he brings every single time.
CY, the question I have for you on this, and it's just how you maybe approach things as the president of the club and stuff. But I was just wondering, when you have so much these high standards for the team, and when they don't meet that, do you find yourself, in these situations, kind of keeping things to yourself and trying to figure things out? And I know you have communications and stuff with your staff and things like that, but when you're trying to make a major decision about your club, you just really rely on yourself in a lot of ways to make that decision. And I'm kind of talking about, everybody's asking about trade deadlines and things like that. How do you navigate those types of opportunities?
Well, you know, one of the things I pride myself in terms of our front office leadership is that it's a collective effort, and I don't have all of this figured out. I don't have all the answers. At the end of the day, I am the final decision maker, along with Ray Davis, our owner. But I have to set a vision and follow that vision for the franchise. And, you know, so ultimately it comes down to me to determine the final path. But I don't make that decision in isolation. I have very, very good people around me. I ask a lot of questions. I do a lot of listening. I get opinions of people that I respect and trust immensely, some of whom are former executives in baseball that are senior advisors, like Dayton Moore. Some are our special assistants, guys who have either managed or played the game at all at a extremely high level, including Michael Young, Ian Kinsler, Skip Schumacher, Nick Hundley, and then our front office executive team, with obviously our GM, Ross Fenstermaker, our assistant GMs, Cole Figueroa and Josh Boyd, and our pro personnel director, Mike Parnell, and baseball operations department. I mean, I listen to everybody that we have in our executive team in the front office, and then I talk to our staff, our coaches. I think the more people you talk to, the more information. You may not agree in terms of the opinions you get, but you at least get a lot of different perspectives. And over time, you start to understand central themes that are leading to the struggles that we've had, and what we may be able to do to correct those and what we may not be able to do to correct those right now. So I don't make these things in isolation. I do internalize the struggles, though. I mean, I'm a very competitive person. I do have high standards because I want our fans, most importantly, to have a team that they can be proud of, a team that my hope would be every year they feel like can compete for a playoff spot. And when we're not living up to that standard, it hurts me because nobody wants this team to win more. And so I feel a responsibility to our organization, all the people that put in countless hours trying to make this team good. And then, most importantly, like I said, to our fans, because our fans are everything to our success, and to they deserve a winning team. And so I do internalize the struggles. I can't tell you I'm fun to be around or happy, and you know, it rolls off my back when we lose. I really internalize it. I lose sleep, and but at the end of the day, when it comes to making decisions, I listen to those around me because you know, one, they're a lot smarter than me, and two, I really believe in, you know, hearing diversity of opinion and ideas and thought, and ultimately we'll land in good places, but, I need to hear everybody.
Yeah. I was just thinking, because you've proven you have this track record of a championship, you know, general manager, president, stuff like that. I was just wondering, and when you do get a lot of opinions, do you find yourself looking at it and going, well, I just don't think that's right. I don't, and I'm going to have to make this decision. Do you find yourself, as you're listening, to say, no, this is what we have to do, and you go with that?
There's no doubt at times where, you know, I say, hey, I appreciate this line of thought. Yeah. There is some merit to it.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But it's maybe not the most important aspect to our decision, or it's not the driving cause of our problems. And there are other things that I think are more valuable or important that we need to prioritize in terms of either correcting or improving. But I do hear, you know, the opinion, and but in the end, I'm going to make the decision in the line, the path that I feel is necessary for us to improve, not only now, but for the long term.
President of Baseball Operations Chris Young with us here on The Fan. We can hear it, honestly, in your voice.
Absolutely.
And you're so great with us every week, basically answering anything that we ask you. I mean, has this been one of the more polarizing evaluations of a club in your career, even when you were playing? I mean, based on just how darn good the pitching's been and the defense is. But unfortunately, on paper, the lineup just isn't living up to expectations.
Yeah, it's no doubt. It's been a confounding season in terms of this team was designed to score runs. And I thought it was going to be a very good offensive team. I thought we'd have a very solid pitching staff. And instead, it's been almost the exact opposite. Our pitching has been elite. I think we've given up the fewest runs in baseball. And I'm hearing it from all my colleagues right now that are calling, checking in to see what we're going to do. And most of them say with a high level of conviction, your team has to hit. There is no way that you guys are going to continue to score runs at this rate. You're going to hit. It's going to explode. And when you do, you're going to go off, you know, go win 8-10 in a row. And I believe that. I believe that's possible. But the reality is we have not done that to this point. And at some point, we're going to be faced with a decision in terms of the path through the remainder of the season and how we put ourselves in a good position in 2026 and beyond to continue to compete. And so while I appreciate the opinions of my peers, we've lived it day to day. And so it has been a very confounding season in terms of the elite level pitching that we have received, yet to have such an underperformance offensively. And I hate it because I believe in this group. I believe in these guys. I chose these guys. I am responsible for these guys and being in Texas Ranger uniforms. And I feel a sense of responsibility that we have not lived up to expectations. And I hate that for the guys that are wearing it on a daily basis. They're being asked the same questions for Boach. We're all in this together, and we've done a lot of things to try to figure it out and solve for it. But in the end, it seems at this point, this is kind of who we are offensively, and we don't seem to be putting it together in the manner that we had hoped or expected.
With those conversations that you're having around the league, I mean, is it possible to do a little bit of both if the opportunity presents itself to be a buyer but also a seller?
There's no doubt. I look at this team and I say there is a tremendous core group of players in place, and we're not going to entertain doing anything that's going to deplete our chances of winning in 2026 or beyond. And if this team does get hot before the break and we can rattle off, 7 wins in a row here or 6 out of 7, something like that, and put ourselves in a better spot going into the All-Star break, then it gives me a little more clarity in terms of the direction coming out of the break. But it's, time is of the essence. There's no doubt about it. But I do believe we have a core in place that will allow us to bounce back and compete in 2026 if this season does indeed get to a point where we decide it's not in the cards.
It's the Chris Young Show here on The Fan. When it comes to Josh Young, he gets optioned. Is this a similar situation to like a Berger where you expect him to be back pretty immediately, or is this something where it could take, an extended period of time?
Well, that determination will be made by Josh in terms of the way he plays and the adjustment he makes. But we are confident that the best version of Josh Young makes us a better major league team. Unfortunately, he was in a place that it just felt like the adjustments we were going to ask him to make and that are required were probably too big to make at the big league level, given everything that transpired over the last, 30 or 40 games. So we felt like giving him a reset, sending him down to AAA and allowing him to kind of clear his head and get back to the basics was the right decision. And our hope is that it really pays off and we see an immediate return the way we did with Jake Berger. Because if we get the best version of him, we are no doubt a better team.
How are we feeling about the upcoming MLB draft?
Well, I'm excited for it. It's really, I told somebody a couple days ago that this is a fun time of year for me. The amateur draft is one of my favorite times of year, and it's an infusion of talent and new talent into the system. And it's a great opportunity for us as an organization to raise the floor and improve the organization from a developmental standpoint. So I'm really, really excited about it. It's hard because it's backed up against the trade deadline, and with where we sit right now, I am preoccupied with the big league team and the play. So I'm multitasking, spending time on the draft, spending time with the big league team and evaluating our player development system. But this is a great time of year, and the draft is a fun thing for our fans as well. And I am excited about it, but I also am not losing sight of kind of the challenges we face with the big league team.
Chris, I know you're juggling chainsaws right now, but when you sit in those draft meetings as a former scout myself, do you ever kind of appreciate the old crusty scout guy that might be on your staff that's kind of telling that he reminds you of somebody that you might have played with or somebody that came before you, and he's trying to describe that player to you? Do you appreciate those stories?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I
always
try
to paint a story for Jerry Jones. I always try to say this player looked like, and then it would click in Jerry's mind, and that way I felt like, okay, I got to him. I wonder, do your scouts try and get to you by describing, because you got a great recall of players and stuff like that?
There's no doubt. And I think that's the easiest thing to do is we make natural comparisons to players that we see as similar as comps. And in the end, a lot of times I appreciate those opinions and those comparisons, but in the end, we truly don't know, and we may say that, and sometimes we're wrong with those comparisons as well. So I try to take it with a grain of salt. I always say every player will carve out their own identity and path in the game, but it does give you, at least in terms of the style of play and some of the strengths that players may have, it's easy to fall back on guys that have done it or that look similar. So I think that's the important piece to it. But yes, I do think our scouts know what I value. They know that I light up when I hear things like winning attributes or winning player or player that embodies kind of the grit, fight, determination. Those kind of intangibles that I think are critically important to becoming a good major league player. They know that I really kind of sit up in my chair when I hear those things, because I think they've identified a Texas Ranger.
Hey, Chris, and this is my final unfair question for you for the day, but we saw what happened with the Nationals. And that's, it just seems like odd timing. I know you're saying, hey, I'm worried about my own club, but when you see something like that, you just kind of make you put your head down and push a little further along.
Yeah, and I feel for Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez. I know them both well, and I have great respect for both those guys. They've been very successful in the game of baseball, and they will continue to be. And it is a little bit of the nature of the game, unfortunately. There comes a point in time for all of us where it's time to move on. And I think the Nationals reached that point. But they both did great things there. They brought that city a world championship that it had never had. And so I think that was a great run that they both had, and I'm sure that they'll go on to do great things. But I feel for both of them, and I know that there's a lot that goes into those types of decisions.
Well, you've been awesome as always, CY. We really appreciate you. With that 12th pick on Sunday, can you let us know who you're eyeing? Like, who do you think the pick's going to be there?
Well, it's probably, there's a good crop of college pitchers that may go in front of us. There's a really good crop of high school position players that are also on the board. And, they're not a whole lot of, there's kind of one high school pitcher in the mix. If across the industry, I think at the top 12 picks, but beyond that, I think you're looking at, and maybe a couple college position players, but it's a very good college pitching class. The high school position players are very solid. And, I know that we're going to have a good option at 12. I also know, most importantly, we're well prepared for whatever comes our way and whatever strange things happen in front of us that we may not predict at this point. So we'll be prepared to pivot a number of directions depending on what transpires.
It's amazing that your livelihood is tied to an 18-year-old baseball player.
I say this all the time. It reminds me how little control I have in all these decisions.
No question.
We're making decisions on people and predicting really who they're going to become at ages 27 to 31 and what their ultimate potential is and upside. And none of us are smart enough to know the answer, truthfully. I always say players decide that with their work ethic, their commitment, their dedication, and their intestinal fortitude that will determine their success along with their talent. And then there's luck that comes into this too. But it's a beautiful thing. It's why we love sports, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's because it's not predictable. And there are a lot of things that determine outcomes well beyond just talent, which is, I think in part what we've seen this season.
Well, thanks for the time. CY, we appreciate it, and good luck in Anaheim.
Really quickly, and let me just say that, on behalf of the Rangers, our thoughts and prayers are with everybody impacted by the tragic flooding in Central Texas. I'm away right now with the team, but I've been following it closely. I know our team, Bruce Bochy, and players have been following it, and our hearts go out to everybody who has been impacted or lost a loved one during this terrible tragedy. So I wanted to say that today because we're certainly on the road, but we're thinking about everybody back home.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
amen,
boss.
To that. Appreciate that.
You.
Thank you, CY.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Take care.
Yes, sir. There he goes, Chris Young, president of baseball ops for your Texas Rangers, brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore, segment here in the G-Bag Nation, also brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you get hurt in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. We'll chop it up with Jared Sandler next right here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.